The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In the beginning of the Parsha, we have the episode of the three angels who looked like people coming to visit Avraham Avinu. And he went to be Mekabel Orchim. He went to take care of these wayfarers. And Posuk Dalet, excuse me, Posuk Yud Ches, Perek Yud Ches, Posuk Ches. It states, Vayika Chema V'cholov Min HaBokor. I think it's a little too long. Vayika Chema V'cholov U'ben HaBokor Asher Osa Vayitein Lifnehem. He took butter and milk, and he took from the cattle a young calf, and he made it, and he put it, placed it in front of them. V'huma Emir Alehem Tachas O'etz, and he was standing over them beneath the tree. Vayo Echelu, and they ate. The Gemara in Bometzia, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, which discusses this whole the whole parsha here in length, it brings Amar Reb Tanchum Bar Chaniloi Leilam Al Yishano Odom Min HaMinog. A person should never change the Minhag HaMokom, the custom of the place. Sharei Meisho Ol Lamorom. Moshe, he went up to the heavens. The state said when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, so the Torah tells us, he said Lechem Le'achalti U'mayim Le'shasisi Arboim Yoim V'arboim Leilos, that I didn't eat and I didn't drink for 40 days and 40 nights. Lo'achal Lechem and V'le'shoso. Now why didn't he? Because when he went up there, he saw that people don't eat there, they don't drink, so therefore he didn't eat or drink. Malachi Ashor is Yod Lamato. When the angels came down here to Avraham, Ochlu Lechem, and they ate, because it states Vayochelu. Why? Because they saw that here everybody eats, so therefore they also ate. Then the Gemara says Vochlu Salkataitoch. It doesn't mean actually they ate. Ela Eimon Nira Kimesha Ochlu Vishosu. They made off as if they were eating and drinking. Rashi brings this also in the Parsha. From here we see that there is what is known as Derech Eretz. The Gemara calls this Derech Eretz, that one should not change the way of the place where he's in. Now this is not referring to what we have other Gemaras that tells us that if certain places keep one version of a halacha and another place keeps another version of the halacha, then you have to do in accordance to the place that you're in. Or if certain places have certain customs which are built either on halacha or lafrushe misura halchokas, they were made to distance people from isurin, for prohibitions, then if you come into such a city, even though that it's not your custom, you have to keep it. This is not referring to that, because this has nothing to do with halacha. The fact that people eat here, whether you eat or not eat, has nothing to do with halacha. The same thing with Moshe going up into the heavens. So what is this telling us? This tells us that practices which are kept in certain places, in other words, which would be known as etiquette or protocol, nimusin we would call them, one is not to change them. If he comes from one place where they dress in one way, he goes to live in another place and they dress differently, it's not derech eretz to be different. But he has to follow the protocol, the etiquette, the customs of that place. It's actually the... We have a saying, or let's put it this way, the English have a saying, or the nations of the world have a saying, in Rome you do as the Romans. Well, this is not actually from the English, this is from the Chazal, the Medrash Rabbah, and this posuk brings Mitlo Omar. This is what people say, Alos Lekalto Haleich bin Musa. This is what people are accustomed to saying, that when you go to a certain place, you do as they do, not as you do. Otherwise, this is considered a breach in their hearts. Further, we have on this, there's a braisa on Masechta Derech Eretz, which states, Al tia ha'omdim bein ha'yoshvim, v'ha'yoshvim bein ha'omdim. If you come to a place and everybody is standing, you should not sit. If everyone is sitting, you should not stand. Otherwise, it's not considered what we refer to as Derech Eretz. The late Gaon, Rav Aaron Kotler, Zichrein Baruch, he makes an observation here on this Gemara. Do you think it was easy for Moshe Rabbeinu not to eat or drink for 40 days and 40 nights? If you see people eat, so you eat also, that's easy. But he says Moshe was Masa Nefesh. He says Moshe almost gave his life on this. Now what did he give his life for? You see that on a breach in their heretz, Moshe was prepared almost to give his life. This is what we see from this point in the parsha. If we go a little further, in posuk tes, the very next posuk, vayemru elov, and the angel said to him, aye sora ishtecho, where is Sora your wife? Vayemar, and he said, hineva ohel, she's in the tent. The Gemara comments on this posuk in Andar Tezayin. Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina Omar. No, also not. Yeah, Tony Mishum Rav Yisrael. We learned in the name of Rav Yisrael. Lama Nokud Al Ayoy Shebe Elov. If you look in your Chumashim, or in the Torah, also in the Chumashim generally, there are dots written on the Aleph Yud Vov of the Shebe Elov, which means Vayemer Elov. Vayemru Elov, they said to him. So on those three letters, Aleph Yud Vov of the Elov, there are Nekudas, dots. For what? What purpose? So Rabbi Yossi is saying, Lim de Tere Derech Eretz. Here the Torah is coming to teach us again Derech Eretz. The Aleph and the Yud and the Vov spell out Ayo, which means where is. She yishal odem ba'achsanya shiloi, that the malachim, the angels, knew how Sora is. They didn't have to ask after her, but still they asked, aye Sora ishtecho, where is your wife Sora? Is she well? In other words, perhaps she's not here because she's not well. Ayo. So why did they have to ask after her? They knew how she was. Lim de Torah derech eretz. The Torah teaches us derech eretz. She yishal odem ba'achsanya shaloi. That even if a person knows how one's wife is, it is still derech eretz to ask him, how is his wife? This is what the Torah is teaching us. Rashi brings here the lohaya tzrichin lishol. They didn't have to ask. The yodin hoyush shiba eichel. They knew exactly how she is and where she is. But deirish mini derech eretz. But to teach us the derech eretz, that you should ask after one. Rashi in Chumash adds a bit, and he says, "Lamanu sheisha l'odem ba'achsan yishalei li'isha la'isha or li'isha la'ish." That it is good manners to ask a man how his wife is, and to ask a woman how her husband is. Now, what do we see from here? Here we see another phase of derech eretz. This is not referring to changing the customs or the practices of the land, but rather this is referring to showing interest in someone. Why must you ask after someone? If you really want to know if there's something you can do, okay. But they knew exactly where she was and how she is, and there was nothing further they can, there was nothing she needed that they weren't going to give her. So why must one ask? Because when one asks, so this shows nesinas halev, it shows interest, that he's interested in the person. Is everyone well in your family? And not only to find out if everyone is well, that for sure, but to show that you would like to know if everyone is well, because it means something to you. You have some people that do a lot. But here you see it's necessary, beyond what to do, to show that you want to do, to show that you care, to show that you have interest. Not to just ignore the situation. So therefore, limna teira derech eretz, it's good manners that when you meet a person, even though you might know exactly how his family is, you show him that you care, and you ask him, how's his wife, how's his family? Or if you meet a woman, you ask her, how is her husband? And this is why the Torah put the dots. Rashi explains how we darshan this from the Nakudas, from the dots. This is why the Torah wrote it in this way, limdatera derech eretz, that we should learn this derech eretz. So here we see that when it comes to showing care and interest in people, this is what the Torah refers to also as derech eretz. We go a little further in the Sedra. In Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chof Zayin. Vayashkem Avram baboker, Avraham got up in the morning, Elamokom asher omad shom es panei Hashem. And he went to the same place where he was talking to Hashem the day before. What was the conversation before? That was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he's going to destroy Sodom Ba'amora. He's going to destroy these two cities because they are chatoim v'ra'im mi'od. They are very, very evil. And Avraham battled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to destroy them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if he'll find 10 people that are tzaddikim, he will not. The next morning, Abraham got up and he went to this place again to see what happened. It states, Vayashkim Abraham Baboker. Abraham got up in the morning to go out and to see this place. Why didn't he, if he was so interested and what was going on there, why didn't he get up even before morning? So the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Bo brings as follows, and this is brought at the end of Nesiv Derech Eretz in the Maral. It says, "Va'atem leisetzu ish mipesach beise ad boker." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came through Mitzrayim, Egypt, in the middle of the night, he said, that no one should go out of their homes that night. Because Mishanitna Rishus Lamalach in Mavchin Ben Sadik L'Rosho. Because at night he had given permission to the Mazik, to the Malach HaMavis, to come out and be Mazik. And therefore everybody must stay in their homes. So the Medrash brings that in general, the night time was Nitna Rishus L'Mazikin. Nighttime permission was granted to general forces that are dangerous. Like it brings, like Dovid HaMelech writes in Borchi Nafshi, Toshesh Cheshech Vayhi Lailo. The minute the night comes, the wild animals start to move in the forests and in the bush. Akfirim Shoagim Leteref. The lions start to roar. And so on. Tizrach Shemesh Yeosofun. Once the sun starts to rise, then they all go back to their dens. And that's the time for the people. So in other words, the day time was given to the people. Their world. But the night time, that's not their world. It was given over to the Mazikin, to various dangerous forces. So Lalamdecho. So from here we learn the Medrash says, "Shetei nichnas b'chitov v'yetze b'chitov." That when you go on a journey, you should go out when it's chitov. That refers to the light, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light, the sun, he said, "Vayar chitov," and you should come in before darkness comes. V'chein atomotzi shohoyu o'ovis v'anavim nohagin b'derech eretz. And so do we find that our forefathers and our prophets also kept this Derech Eretz. Refers to this also as a Derech Eretz. As it states, Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Abraham waited till daybreak before he went out. Vayashkim Yaakov Baboker. By Yaakov, when he went on his journey, by Beisel, he also waited till daybreak. Vayashkim Shmuel Baboker. Shmuel went on an important journey for Hashem. He waited for daybreak. Vayokom Shaul Babaker. Shaul, King Saul, went on an important journey. He waited for daybreak. Valeidvorim Kalvachemer. And it's a Kalvachemer. Uma im Oves Ha'ilem Vanavim Shaul Chalasi Shetzen Shul Misha Omar. If the Oves, the forefathers and the prophets, that they went to fulfill the will of Hashem, they were Noeg B'Derech Eretz. They still kept this Derech Eretz. Al achas kama v'kama shar kol adam. So how much more so all of us? Now firstly, the first question is, why is this Derech Eretz? Here we're seeing all kind of different interpretations in what it seems that Derech Eretz is a very broad category for many, many different things. Before we spoke about Derech Eretz, you shouldn't change the practices of a place. And then we spoke about it in human relations. Now we're saying that you shouldn't go out on a journey before daybreak, and that's Derech Eretz. We see from here that the Chazal refer to Derech Eretz if you do something which is contrary to the nature of the world, to the physical nature, to the physical elements. If you go out on a journey, day, time, this is that contrary. If you go out at night time, you're taking your chances. Go into the forest at night time. You can get lost. You can fall into a hole. You can walk off a cliff. You can get eaten by a lion. Or the Ragonovim. And so on. So, when you do something which is contrary to the physical elements, to the physical nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that's not Derech Eretz. That's not the way of their land. Because the way of the land lives within the nature. Not beyond the nature. Now it's interesting that it states that it's a Kal Vachemer. If the Oves Ha'Elam, so how much more so us,
So the Maral asks here, what about miracles? Miracles is contrary to the nature. That's what a miracle is. Some type of activity which freed itself from the confines and parameters of physical nature. He says, yes, we find it miracles. But we do not find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Moshe Rabbeinu, who performed many miracles, or the others, conducted their lives through miracles. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get up every morning and take his magic stick and tell it to cook breakfast for himself. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was had to go on a simple journey, he didn't take a stick and split the sea. They conducted their business like everyone else conducts their business. They called on these miracles, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called on these miracles, only in very extraordinary, rare circumstances where a miracle was required. He wanted to show Parai his powers, his forces. L'man yisaper bincho v'nei bincho, he said, in order that your children and your children's children will talk about this for the rest of their lives. And this is what this Medrash is bringing out. You know, we like to, there's a lot of Baba Meisim that go on. People like to weave tales. And they like to think that, well, this great tzaddik, or this great individual, or this great chacham, or this great rebbe, well, whenever he wanted, he would move a mountain, or he would call down gold from heavens. You know, it's all baba meisim, total baba. It's contrary to Chazal, because that's what the Chazal is saying here. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma ha'ovis ha'olam, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Hanavi'im, and the prophets. Shmuel was so great that he's equated to Moshe Rabbeinu. They would not go out on a journey until daybreak. That's what it's telling us. They would wait for daybreak. Well, what were they afraid of? They would not go against the nature of the world. But they conducted their whole lives in accordance to the way normal people live. So how much? And they might have had such powers, yet they would never call on these powers. They would never use them, except in extraordinary instances like we see in the Chumash or in the Nach. Rare instances in history. So how much more so when it comes to our generations? Now, who is there in our generations or in the past 20, 30, 40 generations that could compare to Avraham, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to Shmuel, to Shaul, and so forth? That's what the Midrash is telling us. It's telling us exactly the opposite of what many people want to believe otherwise. And if someone does live that way, it says he's not b'derech eretz. See, this is what the Medrash is telling us. V'halo dvorim kal v'chaymer umayim oves ha'olam. When it came to the fathers of the world and the Nevi'im, the prophets, and they went to fulfill great mitzvahs, Nogu b'derech eretz, they would still not walk out of the confines of what is known as derech eretz. Al achas kama v'kama shah kol odim. So how much more so all other people? So here we see another phase in derech eretz, that for a person to live not in accordance to the physical nature of the world, that's a breach in derech eretz. From there we can learn to many things. Person does something dangerous, it's to preach in Derech Eretz. Person doesn't take care of his health, this is a breach in Derech Eretz. The farmers know this. The farmers know that if they have to plow when it's time to plow, they have to seed when it's time to seed, and they have to harvest when it's time to harvest. And if they breach that, there's not going to be any crop unless a miracle takes place. But they don't rely on those miracles. And this is an Abu Dakul. This was this from here we learn to call Ki Yetzibai to all such similar cases. We'll go further. The in last week's parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. Avraham went down to Egypt because there was a famine in the land. And now it's speaking of his return, and it states Vayelech lemasaov minegev vad beis el adamokam asher hayu shama olo batchila bein beis el vein ahoy. He returned. Now lemasaov means that he returned in accordance to his original journey. That word shouldn't be there. So Rashi tells us, he brings from the Chazal, Kishechozah mimitzrayim le'eretz Kanan, when he returned from Egypt to Canaan, Hayahelech v'lon b'achsanya shalon behem b'harichosei le'mitzrayim. He went and he lodged in the same inns, in the same hotels that he lodged before when he was coming down to Egypt. L'matcho derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz. Shlo yishana ode ma'achsanya shalai. That if a person comes into a city and he uses one hotel, and it was good, got good service, now he comes again to that city, he shouldn't go to another hotel. He should go back to the same one. And again, the Torah refers to this term as derech eretz. Now, firstly, why? And why is this called derech eretz? The Gemara brings two reasons as to why this is necessary. He says, firstly, Leila Heitzi Laz Ala Balabais, because if you come into one place and you stay there, and it's known, now you return and you don't go back there, you go to another place. This is a reflection on the service that that hotel gave you. Evidently, you were dissatisfied, and it can give them a bad reputation. You can harm their reputation, perhaps. His panoso. That's the first tam. The second tam, Shalelahitzi Lazalatzmai, he writes, that you shouldn't give yourself a bad name, because maybe people will wonder, why didn't you stay there like you stayed before? It's speaking where it's a known fact, not that you come into a strange town and nobody knows you, and you stayed there and nobody knows where you were staying. But here people know. Maybe they don't want you back there again. So you could be giving yourself a bad name. According to the first reason, it's teaching you derech eretz, because even though you're not really doing anything which is really bad, you're not saying lashon hara against the place, you're not doing any act against it, but still, by changing, you are causing a bad reflection on the place, which can harm his livelihood. So this is a derech eretz. This is, again, when it comes to conduct between people, especially when it comes to commerce. Don't do anything which can cause a bad reflection on someone else if it's not that much difference to you. According to the second explanation, we learn something even further, that just like you should not cause a bad reflection on others, one is not allowed to cause a bad reflection on himself. Because what was the reason given? The second reason? People will think that maybe he didn't go back there, they don't want him back. And in that way he can cause a bad reflection on himself. Actually, we have a similar Gemara to this. And this is a Gemara in Psachim Dav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara brings Hanu Trei Talmidei Dehavi Yaspei Kamei Derav. There were two Talmidim, two disciples that were sitting before Rav. And Rav had given a long shiur. And it was a difficult shiur. And the Talmidim were very tired. Chad Omer Shasfinu Naish Maitze Kidova Ache Mesamkon. The Chad Omer Shasfinu Naish Maitze Kigdi Mesamkon. One said that I am so tired after this shiur, like a worn out goat. The other said that I am so tired after this shiur, like a worn out Dova Acher. Dova Acher, he referred to an unclean animal that was not so nice. It's like again Hazir. For example, he said, I am worn out after this shiur, like a worn out pig. It states, Rab Bahadi Deheach Lo Ishtoi, Rab Bahadi Deheach. When Rav heard this, he wouldn't talk anymore to that Talmud that said, I'm worn out like a tired pig. Now, Rashi learns one way, but the Rach learns as follows. Why? He says, Lefi shadibar al atzmoy gnai. Because he said something degrading about himself. He referred to himself as a dover acher, as a pig. So here we see that not only must one be careful about what he says to others, about others, but also he has to be careful what he says about himself. Actually, I heard this from a very dear friend, Rabbi Perlow. He should be well. From the Merenchia congregation, he learned in Radin by the Chofetz Chaim. And he said the Chofetz Chaim once told Oliver a story on himself, that he was traveling, and he came to a town, and the Chofetz Chaim never went in rabbinical garb, wouldn't wear rabbinical garb. And that's why many times people didn't know who he was. He used to go with a cap, like any working man wore. And he came into this town and they didn't know who he was, and he was selling his forim. Or someone asked him, maybe he wasn't selling his forim, he used to do that though, but maybe someone asked him where he's from. He said Radin. So they said, oh, you're from Radin, the city of the great Chofetz Chaim. You must know him. You know him, have you seen him, and so forth. He said, yes, sure. So they started to heap praises on the Chofetz Chaim. So they started to say, Chofetz Chaim, we understand he's such a gon, and he's such a tzaddik, and he's such a chosid. So the Chofetz Chaim said, no, no, he says he's not such a gon, he's not such a chosid, not such a tzaddik. They became so angry that they almost ran him out of town. They started to beat him. How dare you speak about the Chofetz Chaim like that? So the Chofetz Chaim said that he learned from that episode, as Metom Zogin Loshen Hora Zich Alein, that one is not allowed also to say Loshen Hora on himself. He was degrading himself. But at any rate, we see here that just like it's not derech bechlau derech eretz, it's not considered a derech eretz to cause a bad reflection on someone else. It's not considered derech eretz to cause a bad reflection on oneself. We have a Mishnah in Masechet Kiddushin. This is at the end of the first perek, and the Mem Amud Beis. For the Mishnah tells us, Kol sheyeshne b'mikra b'mishnah b'derech eretz, whoever learns Mikra, he learns Chumash, he learns Mishnah, and he conducts himself in accordance to the rules of Derech Eretz, then lebi meiru hu chayta, then he will stay far away from sin. Kol she'en the lebi Mikra v'lebi Mishnah v'lebi Derech Eretz, but someone who does not learn Chumash, he does not learn Mishnah, and he does not conduct himself according to the rules of Derech Eretz, ena min ha'yishuv, he's not considered from the Yishuv. That means he's not civilized. The world was made up of civilized areas and wild areas, uncivilized areas. This is your sea and your forests and your wilds. So someone who does not live in accordance to the rules of Derech Eretz is Eina Min HaYishuv, he's not civilized. This is why Yiddish, someone who lives according to Derech Eretz, is referred to as a mensch. A mensch is a person who's civilized. And someone who was not b'derech eretz, in Yiddish he was called a wilde chaya, a wild animal, because he lived, it's like he lives in the wilds. Now, the Gemara brings on that at the end of the daf, Omer b'yechanon, uposoleidus, a person who is not in mikro mishna derech eretz, you cannot accept testimony from him. We will not accept him in court to testify. Then the Gemara brings Tana Rabbanan, Eichel b'shu kareze deyme lekelev, someone who eats while walking in the marketplace, he is like a dog. Why is he like a dog? Because a dog eats while walking in the marketplace. V'yeshem rimposel leidus, and others say that he's disqualified from testimony. We cannot accept his testimony. Omar Raviri Barabin halocha ki yeshemrim. Raviri Barabin said, and that's the halocha, because he's not b'derech eretz, and someone who's not b'derech eretz, you cannot accept their testimony. Now why? Rashi says, the kivan sheina min ayishu, because since he's not, he's a person who is not civilized. He's a person who cannot live amongst people. Ein makbir al atzmai, so therefore he doesn't care about himself. He doesn't care about his own dignity. Ein lebeishis ponim, he has no personal shame. Bechena echel b'shuk, and the same thing by someone who eats in the marketplace. Ho'il ve'ein makbir al kfeidei, so if someone is not, doesn't care about his own dignity, ein lebeishis lezalza b'atzmai b'liftzo, so then how is he going to care about someone else's dignity? And therefore, how can we accept testimony from him? So this is what Rashi says. There's a well-known story which the Teira Tamima, the Baal Teira Tamima, writes on himself. When he was with his uncle, who was the Netziv, the Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin, where he wanted to do something, a certain thing, that there was nothing wrong with it, there was nothing, no prohibition in it, it was the way he was addressing a letter. But it would have shown that he was somewhat ignorant in the ways of the world. And the postmasters of that city would have laughed at the one who addressed the letter in that manner. And then the Siva's uncle told him, you can't address a letter in that manner. They'll laugh at you. And he said, so what? And then he writes how the Nesiv, how his uncle rebuked him very, very severely. And not only rebuked him, but brought out Gemaras and Cheshen Mishpat and quoted this Mishnah. He says, a person is not allowed to do something that will cause other people to laugh at him. And he says, if he does that, there's a question if you can accept him as an aide, as a kosher witness. It shows he has no self-dignity. He has no self-respect. If a person has no respect for himself, how can he have respect for others? Right, if sometimes you have no alternative, but where one has alternative in everyday living, this is a person who does something that will cause others to laugh at him, and he doesn't care. That means, that's what Rashi says, Eina makbir al kvedai. He doesn't care about his own self-respect. If he's Eina makbir al kvedai, if he doesn't care about his own self-respect, then how can he have respect for others? A person who has respect for himself and his respect for his own dignity, then hopefully he will have respect for other people and their dignity. But if he doesn't have for himself, he certainly is not going to have for others. And he says the Nesiv rebuked him terribly for this. He was a young person, young boy, and he never forgot it. And he says, certainly a Jew who's Betzelem Elakim and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to, and especially if from there can come a Chilul Hashem. And he brought this that we're bringing. So here is another measure in their Eretz, not only when it comes to relations with others, but relations with oneself also. That he has to walk and conduct himself with self-respect and self-dignity. We'll go to another source in these sedras. In the end of Parshas Neach, we're going back to the sedras that we have learned so far since the beginning of the year. The end of Parshas Neach. There it states, the last posuk, Terach died when he was 205 years old. And then the next posuk states that Hashem came to Abraham and said, Lech lecho, go out of this land and go out of the house of your fathers and go to Canaan, to Eretz Yisrael, the land which I will show you. So Rashi at the end of Noach quotes the Medrash. There's a problem because it seems that Terach died and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham and told him, go to Eretz Yisrael. And really that wasn't the case at all. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham to go to Eretz Yisrael some 70 years or whatever it was, 60 years or 70 years before Terach died. So your chronology is not correct here. So the Medrash explains that Emes, true, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham and told him go, Terach still had many, many, many years of life left. He was already an old man, but he lived to 205 years, and he had many, many years left. And Abraham said, Rashi brings, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, the Medrash uses, Rashi is talking a little, we'll quote Rashi in 1 second, but the Medrash says that Abraham said, how can I leave the land of my parents and leave an old man alone? Nimso shenishchal shem shemayim al yodai. It'll come out that I'll cause a chilul Hashem. People will say, is this Abraham? This is supposed to be the great righteous person. And he walks out on an old father. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right. And this is what Rashi says here. He says, first we'll write in the Torah that Terach died, in order that it won't be mafursim, it won't be known to everyone, and they will not say that Avraham was leikaim kibur av sheniche zokein v'holachlei. Right, we gave a shir not long ago to explain what does this all mean, because the fact is that Avraham did leave and so on. But at any rate, what do we see from there? That Abraham did not want to leave because he said this was a breach in honoring one's parents. And this not only a breach for me, all right. The Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I free you from that mitzvah. He says it's not only a breach for me, it'll be a breach for everyone, because everyone will say Abraham didn't honor his parents. Now let me ask you a question. Why must one honor their parents? That's a mitzvah of the Torah. But that mitzvah was only given to Israel, was not given to the Goyim. That's not from the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. So these people were not even commanded on Kibud Avim, on honoring parents. So what's the Chilul Hashem? What are the people going to say? What did Avraham do wrong? Even if you say Avraham wanted to fulfill the entire Torah before it was given, but what's it got to do with the other people? So why will there be a Chilul Hashem? So what do we see from here? We see that Kibud Avim was not a mitzvah, was not a commandment, but nevertheless, it certainly is derech eretz that one must honor his parents. In all of the, in the great many sources, we find that the nations of the world were always careful with honoring their parents, even though they were not commanded on it, because this is simple derech eretz. You must show gratitude. You must show recognition to the ones that brought you into the world. You must care for them, especially when they get older. See, here's another source of derech eretz. Go back to Parshas Bereishis. In Posuk, in Perek Aleph Posuk Chavot, Hashem said, Nasa Odom Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. Let us make a man in our image, and he will rule over the fish of the sea, of Hashomai, and the birds of the heaven, and the animals, he'll over the entire land. What does it mean, Nasa Odom? Let us make. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have any partners in the creation. Only he made, especially when it came to man. So Rashi brings, in the sonusei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'man mikam. We learn from here the anivas, the humility of Hashem. Lefisha odom bedmus amalochim. Because the angels were already created, and man is going to be great like the angels. Vizkanu boy, and they will be jealous. Lefichach nimloch behem, and therefore he involved them, he took counsel from them before he went and created man. And this, and then Rashi goes on to say this is his practice all of the time. When he judges, he calls in the angels to consult with them. Afkan notal reshus omalehem yesh b'alyonim kidmeisi, and so forth. He went and he asked them permission. And then Rashi says further, Nasa odem afopish leisayu b'yitzir osa, even though they did not help with the creation of man. And not only that, but it was dangerous writing this posuk, because from here the kefrim, those who wanted to deny the existence of Hashem, would bring a proof from here to show that there was not one God, but there were more. It says, Nasa, we shall make. Nevertheless, it states, Leinimna akosav memelamed derech eretz umidis anova. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not refrain from teaching derech eretz and humility. Sheagodl nimlach v'netel reshus min hakotan. That if you're an employer and you run a big place or a small place, and you decide to make decisions, then you're determined to make these decisions under all circumstances. You should still call in some of your subordinates and discuss it with them and involve them. This is considered derech eretz and good midos, good manners. That the greater one should discuss it with the smaller one. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So here we see that right at the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to great lengths to teach us how to conduct ourselves in a manner of humility and derech eretz. Now this again is speaking about good midos, good qualities, good character, and it's referred to as derech eretz, and good relationships with others who you work with. That the godel should be nimlach with the kotten, the superiors should still call in the inferiors and discuss it with them and involve them in the decisions. This is considered good derech eretz. Next week's sedra, we also have a number of instances, but we'll quote just one of derech eretz. If you look at Posuk of Gimel Zayin and Yud Beis, it states Vayokum Avram Vayishtachu La'amodes Livnei Ches. Avram got up and he bowed. Yishtachu means a full bow. Took a full bow to the people of Ches because they said, we will not withhold any land from you in order that you can bury your dead. And then again in Yud Beis, Vayishtachu Avram Livnei Amoretz. Again he took a full bow. Now why did he do this? This was the customary practice. Here we see convention. That if it's convention to bow, you bow. If it's convention to shake hands, you shake hands. Every different place has their conventional methods of showing gratitude or friendship. So Abraham did according to what the convention was at the time and the place. Here Derech Eretz is referring to manners and being polite and cordial and so forth. So we've gone through a number of sources where firstly the Torah goes out of its way to teach us derech eretz, and secondly to see that derech eretz covers a whole array of many different types of things. Now on the second point we can ask, so what then is derech eretz? How can it mean so many different things in so many different places? Just before explaining this, let us explain where the source for derech eretz in general is. Again in Parshas Bereishis, right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and he put him in Gan Eden, and then man went and sinned, and this is in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chof Dalet, it states, well, the preceding psukim is saying that now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now that man ate from the Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Hashem says we must not let him eat from the Eitz Chaim, the tree of life, otherwise he'll live forever. We must drive him out of the Gan, out of the Garden of Eden. So it states, Vaigoresh es ha'odom, man was driven out, Vayashkein mikedem leGan Eden, and he lived to the east of Gan Eden, Akruvim veislat ha'cherev ha'mispeches, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put angels and with swords of fire to guard, lishmor, as derech Eitz HaChaim, the derech, the way to the tree of life. The Medrash says on this posuk, this is in Tana de Beil Yohu, Perek Aleph, and again this is brought at the end of the Nasid, Derech Eretz in the Maral. What is this Derech Eitz HaChaim? Kodesh Baruch Hu guarded, he sent angels to guard the Derech, the way to the Eitz HaChaim. Derech Zeh Derech Eretz. The Derech refers to Derech Eretz. Eitz HaChaim refers to the Torah. Shenemar Eitz HaChaim Hil Machazikim Bo. It is a tree of life for those who hold out, for those who support it. The Chazal Darshan, the Eitz HaChaim represented the Torah in its fullness. The Derech to the Eitz HaChaim, this represented the Derech Eretz. Man was cut off from the Eitz HaChaim, but not the Derech Eretz. And it states also that it writes Derech before Eitz HaChaim to tell us that Derech Eretz came first. And then it elaborates Shekodma Derech Eretz LeTorah Alpaim Shona. Derech Eretz preceded Torah by 2,000 years. What does this mean? The laws of Derech Eretz, this was given to man at the creation. The laws of the Torah, this was given to man only 2,000 years later. 2,000 years later is when Abraham started to study Torah. There's another Chazal that states, Derech Eretz Kodm L'Teirah Chof Vav Deiris. Derech Eretz preceded Torah 26 generations. The laws of Derech Eretz were given to man Odom HaRishon when he was created. In other words, it was given to the whole world. Torah was given only 26 generations later. There we're referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe received it on Har Sinai. The beginning of Torah came into the world with Avraham. It states Avraham was the one who started to study Torah and practice Torah. It was given in its fullness on Har Sinai. Derech Eretz was given to the whole world. The whole world is commanded in Derech Eretz. And they were given just a bit of Torah. 6 mitzvahs and another mitzvah, 7 mitzvahs. But Torah in its fullness, that was given only to Israel 2,000 years or 26 generations later. Now, what is this Derech Eretz? The Maral explains as follows. Derech Eretz is the way of this world, the physical world that we live in. And the Chokmah of Derech Eretz, the wisdom, it's a wisdom. It's a wisdom and a practice. The wisdom of Derech Eretz is what the wisdom which was imbued in man decrees how one should act in this world in accordance to what is good and upright and beautiful. How is Derech Eretz different than Torah? Because Torah is not from this world. Torah is not the practices of this world. Torah came from another world. Torah are the practices and the wisdom of the higher worlds, or Olam Haba, the Olam HaElyon. The fact is, we see that the Torah cannot be the wisdom of this world, because it was created long before this world was created. It states that the Torah itself was created Tov Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet Deiris, 974 generations before the creation of the world. Why 974 generations? Because again, it was given on the 26th generation from the creation. And it was given, it was created 1,000 generations before it was given. So therefore, if we add the 26 to the 9974, then to the 974 you'll have 1,000 generations. And therefore he says, the wisdom of Derech Eretz is known as Chochma HaTachtona, the wisdom of the lower world. The wisdom of the Torah is known as the Chochma HaElyona, the wisdom of the higher worlds. So there's this, in what would seem quite complex, there's a very simple explanation. Derech Eretz is Hanhogas Olam Hazeh. It's the laws, the parameters, the constraints, the doctrines of how one is to live on this world in accordance to the physical world and the human world that he lives in. Torah, that's the dictates, the parameters, the doctrines of how one must live in the higher worlds. Now, should a person choose between the two? What's more important? Now, a person must have both. Can't have one. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him from both worlds. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, it states he created man ofer min Adam. He created him from the physical world. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chai, and he blew into him a breath from the higher world. Rashi brings on that posuk in Chumash, min ha'alyanim min ha'tachtonim. He created him from both worlds. If a man was an angel in the higher worlds, there would be no constraints or practices of Derech Eretz, because Derech Eretz means the way of the land. That's why when the angels came down to the land here, they followed the way of the land. When Moshe went up to the angels, he did not follow the way of the land. If a man would live on this world without a soul from above, all right, then he wouldn't need Torah. But he is made up of both worlds, and he lives in both worlds. Therefore, he has to have the Chochma HaTachtona and the Chochma Elyona. He has to have the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of the higher worlds. And he has to conduct himself in accordance to both worlds. This is what the Mishnah tells us. Yimein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. Yimein Torah Ein Derech Eretz. If you have only Derech Eretz, you will not have Torah. If you'll have only Torah, you will not have Derech Eretz. Because either way, a total person, you will not be. Because you're living on both worlds, but you're not following the rules and the regulations of both worlds. Now, if that's the case, so then why was Derech Eretz before? Maybe Torah should be first? No. No, Derech Eretz must come first. Because how can a person come to a Chochma Elyona? How can a person come to a higher wisdom if he has not acquired the lower wisdoms first? How can he come to higher practices if he hasn't acquired the primary practices first? And that's why Derech Eretz, the whole world was commanded in immediately. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give them Torah also, but they weren't ready for it yet. It took 2,000 years before the world was ready for Torah, or 26 generations. And even then, it was only Yisrael that could bring the world to the level of Torah. But the Derech Eretz must be Kodma. And this is how we see a person grows. What do you teach a child first? Torah or Derech Eretz? The child starts to learn Derech Eretz from day one. When it starts to learn how to eat or drink or suck milk, it's a very serious study by him. He's teaching himself Derech Eretz. In fact, many times a pediatrician will tell the mother he's just teaching himself how to swallow or how to cough. It's nothing serious. Or how to sneeze. or how to digest food, or he teaches himself how to sleep, or how to turn over, or how to get up, or how to move, or how to walk. Then he starts to teach himself how to make sounds and how to talk. It's only after he has that foundation of Derech Eretz, then the father starts to teach him Torah. There's a pasuk in Mishle which states, Shma b'ni Musar Avicho. This is in Mishle Perekala Pasuk Ches. Shma b'ni Musar Avicho Val Titosh Torah Simecha. Listen, my son, to the rebuke of your father, and do not forsake the Torah of your mother. Now, what is the rebuke of your father or the Torah of your mother? The rebuke of your father is the Torah that the father teaches you. Oviv chayv l'ramdei Torah. Father is obligated to teach Torah to the son, not the mother, the Gemara says. So what is Torah simecha? So what is the Torah that the mother teaches? That's the Derech Eretz. The Targum says in that Pasuk, what is the altitosh Torah simecha? Nimusim. Nimusim is proper conduct. And that's the way it is. Who teaches the baby proper conduct? Who, as the baby grows, who's always, the mother's always telling it, no, you don't do this, you do this, this is what you should do. Stand straight, walk straight, sit down, stand up, be quiet, say something. Say, be nice in their heads. And then later, only later, it says, when he's 5 or 6 years old, can you start teaching him Torah? Oviv chai lalanda Torah. So it states, and the Torah is a higher level, it's a rebuke. This is what it states, Shma b'ni Musar Avicho Ba'al Titosh Torah Simecho. This is, now we can understand why even Ovei Sa'olam, even the great patriarchs, even the great prophets, one would say, what do I need Derech Eretz for? I live on another world. I live in accordance to miracles. What do I need Derech Eretz for? Oh, if someone says that, he's in trouble. He's in trouble. Because then he's a malach, he's an angel. And David HaMelech and all of Tilim, he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can do anything to me, but don't take my life from me. I want to still be alive in this world. If you're alive on this world, you have to live in accordance to this world. And that's the Chochmas Derech Eretz. And on that you build the Torah. That becomes the foundation. And not only that, but the greater the Torah one carries, the greater the foundation he needs for it. So it's just the opposite. That Moshe went to be Mekabel to receive Torah, he needed a strong foundation of Derech Eretz. The Ovos HaOlam, they carried so much Torah, they needed more Derech Eretz, because this was its foundation. So therefore, any type of practice or conduct which this world demands, in order that a person should be straight and good, this is the wisdom of Derech Eretz. The Torah demanded further. Maybe we could ask a question, but we find many things that are called Derech Eretz, but we see their mitzvahs also. You say Kibbutz Avim is Derech Eretz, but it's a mitzvah too. Good meanness, good qualities are Derech Eretz, but it's a mitzvah too. This we gave a shir, or a series of shirim a few years ago on this. Now this is not a question. It's Derech Eretz, but then to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, it turned it into a mitzvah, which adds literally thousands of levels to it. For example, It's simple derech eretz that one must honor his parents. But the goyim don't have a shulchan aruch on it. We have a shulchan aruch on it that has 1,000 halachas on it. And from those 1,000 halachas you could make another 10,000 and you could say endless shurim on it. And it says, Hukish kfeidi, kfeidom l'kfeidi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to a Jew, their honor I equate with my honor. And so on and so on. We have a whole Shas in Shulchan Aruch with endless halachos that takes many facets of Derech Eretz and it became mitzvahs by Klal Yisrael. And this is what it means that Atom b'chatonu mikol ha'amim, you chose us from all the nations, v'kidashtonu, and you sanctified us from all the nations. You took what you gave the nations there ahead of you, made mitzvahs for us with endless and endless further levels of sanctity and requirements and obligations and so forth. Now, just to conclude, the Rambam brings, well, there's two Rambams. There's one Rambam which is worthy to mention here. This is what the Rambam brings in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, the beginning of Perek Dalet. He says, "Ein melamdin Torah, ela Talmud hogu noa b'maisof." And this is in accordance to what we're saying. You don't take someone in from the street and you want to be makarevim. If you sit down, you bring him into a base of medrash and you teach Torah to him. He says, no. You take someone into the base of medrash to teach Torah if he has the qualities of derech eretz. If he's good, no eba maisov, if he has manners, if he's polite, good conduct, all the time. Aval imo yahelek b'derech leiteva, but what happens if he's avil dechaya? No, he says, you don't bring him in the base of Medrash and teach Torah to him. First, first you teach him how to be a man, how to be a good person. And then you bring him into the base of Medrash and teach him Torah. Now this is what we're saying. Just like you wouldn't start with a child that doesn't know proper conduct yet to teach Torah. Derech Eretz must be the foundation for the Torah. Then the Rambam brings, and the Gemara that we quoted before, he brings this in Hilchos Edus, Perek Yud Aleph. He says, this is in regards to witnesses. When we accept witnesses, a judge has to be a Talmud Chacham. Does a witness have to be a Talmud Chacham? Well, the answer is no. But it says, Mishena Leba Mikra Veleba Mishnah Veleba Derecheret, someone who does not know Chumash and he does not know Mishnah and he doesn't conduct himself with proper Derecheret, Hareze Becheskes Rosho, then he has a deen of an evil person, Uposala Edis Midibrehem, and you cannot accept him as witnesses. Shekol Mishiorer Adkach, because whoever has sunk to such a low level, Chazoka Sheiva Al Reba Haveda, Sheol Yodeh. It's you can take for granted that he doesn't keep mitzvahs HaTorah and so forth. Therefore, in Maisvin Edis La'amoritz, in Mekabin Mena Edis, therefore you do not give testimonies, you do not accept testimonies from an ignoramus, unless he's huchsak, unless he is known that he fulfills mitzvahs, he does chesed, he does acts of kindness, and he's neig bedarki ayishorim, and he acts like a gentleman, v'yesh bederech eretz, and he has derech eretz. Then mekabli neidu se'afa pishu ha'moritz v'leba mikra v'leba mishnah. That even if a person is ignorant, and he never learned chumash, and certainly never learned mishnah, if you see that he fulfills mitzvahs, and he's does acts of kindliness with generosity, and he is a gentleman, and he conducts himself in the ways of derech eretz, then he's a kosher witness. He's a kosher witness. But if not, that's what the Gemara says, then he's ena min ha'yishuv. He is not civilized. the Maral brings, that's why it's referred to as Derech Eretz, the way of the land where people live. He says it's not called Derech Olam, because Olam refers to the whole world. But the world was created with civilized communities and uncivilized places. The sea, the woods, the forests, the wilds. Derech Eretz is someone who conducts himself in accordance to the doctrines of the civilized areas. This is what we have learned many, in the few parshas that we've learned since the beginning of the year, parshas Bereishis, these are already great sources for this chokhmah, this wisdom of Derech Eretz, Shikor Matera, which precedes Torah, in order that Torah can be built on it.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.